From Times Square to Ground Zero to the White House, the familiar chant of USA, USA resonated as citizens learned that Osama bin Laden was dead. The announcement sparked immediate jubilation. In Times Square, people gathered around giant news tickers to see the latest updates and take in the moment they heard the world's most wanted terrorist was dead.
That's just amazing. We were walking out of a pizza joint and all of a sudden it was like we saw in the bar and the TV and everyone just glued.
At the White House, young Americans climbed trees, climbed light posts, donned American flags, and belted the national anthem.
Of Americans gather in front of the White House where just hours ago U.S. President Barack Obama made the announcement that Osama bin Laden is dead.
For many, it became a moment of reflection, thinking back to the nearly 3,000 lives lost on September 11th, 2001, an act of terror Osama bin Laden claimed responsibility for.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have grown up with the memory of 9/11 and sort of with this constant notion of a threat and of danger of terrorism. So I think that this is a very triumphant moment for all of us.
For Jake Diliberto, a U.S. Marine, this is a day he has been fighting for.
We feel really, really vindicated that we finally got him. This is our generation's VJ Day. This is our generation's Victory and Enduring Freedom Day. That's what today is.
Patriotism filled the air outside the White House into the early hours of Monday morning. 2 hours after the announcement, with celebrations still roaring, the U.S. Secret Service brought in barriers to push back revelers from the White House. Gatherers said the importance of this historical moment reaches beyond the gates of the White House.
See, this is a very important moment for not only the USA, but the entire world.
Many world leaders are praising the achievement of the U.S. military, but they are cautioning the death of bin Laden does elevate security risks around the world. Back at the White House, the focus remains on the justice the president said was delivered. Julianne McKellogg, VOA News, Washington.